Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Laura Young. The scripture is 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
New ideas. This idea was news to me. A friend said in her blog that while everyone is created in God's image, saying of humanity that we are all God's children is not biblical. What? We're all God's children gets so casually tossed around, I'd never thought to question it. Now, we are all created in God's image is huge. Whatever respect, love, consideration, and value you may have given to others because of the children idea, you should certainly keep giving them. But Scripture describes being a child of God as something at another level. We recently read in Romans 8, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God," and "The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." 1 John 3 celebrates with these words, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." I need that encouragement because the 1 John passage then moves from celebration to discussing how we're not supposed to sin anymore. Phrases include, "No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning," and "No one who is born of God will continue to sin." In another new-to-me idea, John Wesley understood this passage, along with others, like Romans 6, to mean that all real Christians or believers in Christ are made free from outward sin, or do not actively do things that they know are contrary to God's will. In The Scripture Way of Salvation, Wesley further explains the entire sanctification that can follow sometime later as a full salvation from all our sins, from pride, self-will, anger, unbelief, or, as the apostle expresses it, go on to perfection. Hebrews 6:1, King James Version. But what is perfection? The word has various senses. Here it means perfect love. It is love excluding sin, love filling the heart, taking up the whole capacity of the soul. In Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, Charles Wesley addresses this freedom from the power of sin with the supplication, "Take away our bent to sinning." In O For a Thousand Tongues to Sing, he proclaims it as a celebration. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father, thank you that your redemptive work through Jesus Christ means even more than we may have realized. Help us to be free from the guilt, shame, and fear that our sins and our sin natures bring. We are your children. Jesus breaks the power of canceled sin. Take away our bent to sinning. Sanctify us with your grace. Let your love fill our hearts and take up the whole capacity of our souls. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.